Officials in Vermont are warning residents to take steps to prevent brush fires as the landscape dries out from the winter. Numerous fires were reported Monday across the Green Mountain State, and in Sullivan County, New York, brush fires kept some people from their homes. While there are no current fires in the Green Mountain or Finger Lakes National Forests, regional spokesman Ethan Reedy says they are joining officials in cautioning the public that conditions are such that people should not burn brush.
Mid to late spring is considered the peak fire season here in Vermont, with about 75% of all fires during a given year typically occurring in April and May.
Since Saturday, there have been 25 new reports of wildfires in Vermont, prompting the Vermont Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation on Tuesday afternoon to issue an order that all state forest fire wardens must cease issuing burning permits through May 19th. The ban may be revoked or extended based upon weather conditions. In New York, a burn ban has been in place. New York State Association of Fire Chiefs CEO and Executive Director Jerry DeLuca says the conditions are ripe for brush and forest fires due to dry underbrush and high winds.
There's a burn ban in effect until May 15th each year in New York State because of the potential for forest fire, because of the dry underbrush and grass. People don't realize that even though we had a very wet winter and a lot of heavy snow, if you look out, you'll see dead leaves on the ground, dead grass still, and that spreads forest fires very quickly. If you think about it, we have not had much rain in the last several weeks, even though the ground underneath is still wet, but the top part is very dry. Once those dead leaves that have been sitting there all winter start to burn, it spreads very quickly.
Vermont Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation forestry specialist and state fire weather coordinator Tess Greaves says there have been about 50 brush fires this spring, most occurring since this weekend. On Monday alone, she reports there were between 10 to 15 brush fires in Vermont, including 50 acres in Brattleboro and 25 acres in Norwich.
Most of the time, statistic-wise, debris burning is our number one cause of fire. So that's people that are cleaning up their yards this time of year, that are taking risks with fire. That's usually how fires get started. Some of them are accidental. People are the biggest cause of fire.
The forecast for the near future calls for minimal precipitation. Most of New York State is in high fire danger, which indicates the fuels prior to spring green-up are volatile. National Weather Service Burlington Warning Coordination Meteorologist Scott Whittier expects the current conditions to continue until the end of the week.
As we get into the weekend, I think the pattern is going to change just a little bit, and we may get a couple stalled frontal boundaries approach our area for the weekend. And what that means is we'll have periodic chances of showers and rainfall maybe on the weekend or early into next week. And that's really what we need right now, is we need a somewhat prolonged period of some decent rainfall, say an inch of rainfall or more, to really kind of saturate the fuels so they are no longer as dry as they are, and to get that whole green-up process to take place across the area.
There's more information at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.